Here on the Saturday Night Special, we pick one theme for the night, sometimes only a simple but powerful word, sometimes a theme or event in the news, or sometimes just a random thing. And we talk it over with a handful of people who each have a different stake in the topic. But sometimes the body of work of a single person speaks for itself to bring important issues to the forefront of our hearts, minds, and conversations. Tonight, we'll spend the show in conversation with legendary Chicago theater director Ron O.J. Parson about two very significant projects that he's working on right now. He's recently directed the very powerful play going on right now at the Writers Theater in Glencoe called East Texas Hot Links, a play he first directed in 1995 as co-founder and artistic director of Onyx Theater. The play is a moment between a handful of compelling characters set in a Texas bar in 1955. It's heavy in the right ways, it's moving and stunning in some moments. So much so that after seeing it myself, I wanted simply to sit in the theater and let the weight of it just hang in the air after the performance ended. We'll talk with him tonight about this play and this particular production, what it means right now, and his approach to this as a director. But we will also be discussing his other project that I'm very, very excited to tell you about. It's a new organization called Beyond the Stage, aimed at involving more young people of color in all aspects of theater, but especially set design, lighting, costumes, and other areas of technical theater. We'll talk about this organization, why he started it, and how you can help it grow and flourish tonight. I'm Amy Guth, and that's all coming up on the Saturday Night Special on 720 WGN.
Live from the biggest small town in America.
This is WGN Chicago, radio home of millions throughout Mid-America.
Radio? Well, radio became the Pied Piper to a strange new world.
Time to climb up on our big shoulders and get inside our massive heart.
This is the Saturday Night Special with Amy Guth.
720 WGN, my friends. We're getting a little bit of a late start this evening, but it was we had to hear from all the things. Very great game there, Northwestern winning out over DePaul. But nonetheless, we still have lots to talk about, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We have our good friend Ron O.J. Parson in studio with us. Welcome to the program.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thank you for waiting so long to be on the air.
I've been preempted by sports before.
Right. Well, thank you for being very kind about it. Well, so much stuff that you're up to right now. Let's start. I want to talk about your new organization, Beyond the Stage. But first, I want to talk a little bit about East Texas Hot Links.
Right.
It's playing right now at the Writers Theater in Glencoe.
Well, it's a play that I did back in 95. In fact, I moved here in 94, and Alfred Wilson and I wanted to start a theater company. And Alfred, at the time, worked at the Goodman. And he was a marketing director, so he knew how to market, you know. So we said, yeah, let's do a play, and we didn't really know what we were going to do. And I called a friend of mine in New York, Ruben Santiago Hudson, who's a prominent actor, director in New York City. And he said, East Texas Hot Links. No, he didn't even hesitate.
This is the one.
Yeah, and he was in a production of it. It was pretty new that back then. It was directed by a friend of mine named Marion McClinton, who I met working with him at the Goodman, actually. And so, you know, I figured, let's do it again. You know, it was very impactful and compelling when we did it back then. And we were, 21 years younger. So I figured, let's do it again, because it's kind of more relevant now than it was back then.
Well, I wonder about that. Like, how does feedback now compare to feedback then?
Well, you know, it's funny, because even during rehearsal, we talked about how relevant some of the lines in the play, even though it's 1955, how relevant they are today.
Yeah.
And so that was part of a kind of a theme, a mantra for us throughout the rehearsal process, and it kind of kept us going, even as much as the without telling, you know, what happens, but even in those aspects of the play, there are just so many things going on in the world today. And then, you know, after the election, things were the nation is a little split apart right now. And so even then, it all fits into place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, such a powerful production, really. And did you find yourself approaching it differently this time around?
You know, someone else asked that about how you direct the same place. The fifth time I've directed it, I directed it in Buffalo, Cleveland, and twice here in Chicago, and now this is the third time. Not really, you know. I mean, like I said, we're older now, so you can look at things a little different. Two of the actors who were in it back then are still in it today, and they're older. But with new people, new set, new philosophy, new design, you know, all those things come into play. And Michael Halberstam up at Writers Theater was able to give us a good budget for set, and you know, so we could do some things that we couldn't do back when we were a struggling theater company.
It's a beautiful set.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
I really love that kind of piney woods, how
yeah,
that's captured.
Yeah,
that's
the whole
cool.
thing. And you're from Texas, so yeah. You know, you're a little bit about that.
Right.
But yeah, so we're able to, you know, enclose it and keep it intimate like we had done before.
Definitely. And what is it you hope, as you know, as the lights come up, what is it you hope people are thinking about or maybe rethinking at the end of the show?
Well, at the end of the show, again, I guess the relevancy of today, for today, unfortunately, it is still relevant. That's one thing. But the one thing about it is, you know, I want different people to get different feelings out of it. The bottom line is it's a suspense thriller, it's yeah. drama, it's theater. So basically I want them to enjoy the evening of theater that they're seeing, but I also want them to, you know, discuss the play versus where they're going to dinner, you know, or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And I think it does that. You mentioned that at the end of the play, sometimes people, they don't know how to react, you
yeah.
know, they're not clapping right away and they... Whew, you just have to take it in.
You need a minute.
You need a minute.
Yeah.
And that happens. And when we first were doing it, some of the actors were like, well, they're not clapping. They don't know what, you know, and it's because they're, you know, they're stunned, so
yeah.
to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was as I was leaving the theater, nobody was talking around me. I think everybody was like, I just got to let this settle
right.
in.
Right. And that's a good thing. That's
yeah.
what theater should do that.
Yeah,
it should
sure.
make you think. It should make you feel. That's what I always say in rehearsal. We want people to feel the play, not just hear it, not just see it. You know, and you know, I talk about in rehearsal about working with deaf actors, and deaf actors are so expressive. And when I've worked in that environment, so I always approach it as if the audience can't necessarily hear what they're seeing.
Mm.
You know, so that they can still tell the story by the physical movement of the characters. And, you know, so we try to do that. And
it definitely mm-hmm, works. Mm-hmm. You definitely do that. And what I love, too, that particular play, it's, you know, it's heavy and it gives you a lot to think about. But there are some moments with just unbelievable belly laughs.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's the thing. It's like August Wilson in that way. There's
yeah.
There's humor in our lives every day, and that's kind of what the play is about. I know we talked about it's kind of like Cheers, you know. It's like
mm-hmm.
a place where they hang out and they feel comfortable, and they can juke each other and rib each other and have some fun. And that's basically, you know, how the play kind of begins.
Yeah, and really big themes mm-hmm. come up in this. You know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of themes about race, but there's also themes about you know, the relationship between men and women. I think in particular, like there's this very independent female character in there
yeah,
that
yeah.
I really heard some of the weight of some of the things she was saying.
Right, yeah.
Even playfully kind of turning down these men. Like
right.
what she was really hanging on to major independence in 1955. So
yeah, she's got to do that because you got one woman in this environment with all these men. So she has to be a strong
yeah.
woman.
Yeah.
You know, and that's mainly. But also, you know, she has to be understanding and sensitive to what's going on. So all the characters are really multi-layered. You know,
very
there's
much.
So much going on.
Yeah, very much. We're talking with Ron O.J. Parson about East Texas Hot Links, a play that he has directed, and it is currently running at the Writers Theater. You can go to the website at writerstheater.org, and you can get tickets. It's running to
January 22nd.
Oh yeah, you got
yeah.
some time.
It's got a good time to run.
But don't sit on it, because these houses are selling out.
Yeah, it's really it's only 99 seats in there, so
yeah.
it's filling up, and you know, we want to play to a full house.
For sure, for sure. All right, we're going to take a little break, and we come back. We're talking about Beyond the Stage, a new organization that you have created and are doing some really wonderful things with. And I know listeners are going to want to hear about that and want to know how they can be involved. So more on that in just a bit on 720 WGN. It's Amy Guth, and this is the Saturday Night Special. We got off to a little bit of a late start today because of the Northwestern game, but that's all right. We still have lots to talk about, and even though we got a short time to do it, we're going to cover it all, my friends. We're hanging out with Chicago theater director Ron O.J. Parson, and he's got so many cool things going. We were just talking about East Texas Hot Links that is happening right now at Writers Theater up in Glencoe. Go to writerstheater.org for tickets and info about that. But you're also working on something very cool with the Three Arts Organization that does. They do so many cool things.
Right. Yeah. Before we get on that, I just want to shout out to Eugene Lee, who wrote East Texas Hot Links. He, you might know him from The Goodman. He did a play called Stop Reset. He's an actor. Regina Taylor's play at The Goodman. So I just wanted to get his word out. The Three Arts Foundation actually offered us a challenge grant to if we had a project. So me and a good friend, set designer, artist extraordinaire Dorian Sylvain, decided to come up with a project where we could introduce young people to the elements of stage, not on the stage, not acting, but beyond the stage, thus the title. But so the idea came from, you know, the fact that I've directed a lot of plays and haven't seen many people of color designing lights or sound or set. With East Texas, oddly enough, I have some friends of mine, so we do have a very diverse crew, which is what we did when we first did it. So, but all these years, these 20 years, the lighting designer is the same one, you know what I mean? So anyway, we just felt that there was a need for that. And so what we wanted to try to do is to nurture mentor three or four young people and have them follow with some of my designer friends, along with Dorian, and some of the elements of set, light, sound, and costumes. And we're starting off with this project with just sets. So we're going to start there. It's a pilot program through the Three Arts Foundation. So you can go to threearts.org and see my video explaining it. We're still raising money for about 10 more days to get as much as we can to get this pilot program started so we can introduce some of these young people to the fact that, you know, there's more jobs actually in technical theater than there are acting, no doubt.
And probably steadier ones, too.
Definitely steadier ones. And then there's just more. And because there aren't a lot of, there isn't a lot of diversity in that area, they usually work very, very a lot because a lot of, you know, companies and theaters are looking for that. You know, my one of my other lighting designers, I have another show running called Apartment 3A at Windy City Playhouse. And my lighting designer there is a young man that came out of DePaul. Unfortunately, they lost pretty bad in the basketball game. But he came out of their theater program as a lighting designer. And he's working a lot because he is one of the few black lighting designers. He's very good. His name is Jared Gooding. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to introduce the program. So hopefully, you know, other people will pick it up and use the idea. And eventually we can have maybe a training, you know, program that's steady and every year at a theater or, you know, hopefully it just can get the ball rolling on this this aspect of theater.
Well, there's a lot of power in starting, you know.
Exactly.
I think if we delay the start until everything is just perfect and what we want it to be, sometimes we'll never get started.
Yeah, you know, and that's what, you know, that the cliche of, you know, a 1,000-mile journey takes one step, you know. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to take that one step with people. So if you go to threeartsfoundation.org or threearts.org, my video is there, my the pledge formation.
I looked right before we went on. If you go to Three Arts, and it's the number three, don't spell it out, threearts.org/projects, that video is right on top.
Oh, cool.
You can see it right there.
You see my face.
You're talking about, and the passion that you have for it is so clear in the video as you're describing this.
That's great.
And, you know, I think a lot of times when we talk about diversity in any field, we talk about it in terms of it just being the right thing to do, but it's so important on so many levels. You know, I think particularly in creative endeavors, it's so important to have so many points of view going into building a piece of art.
Well, I tell this story how I got started in theater. I was an athlete. I was, you know, I wasn't thinking about theater. And as a young man, Studio Arena Theater in Buffalo came to the neighborhood, you know, and decided to find some young, talented people and see if we could get them started in this. And I was like 11, 12 years old. And I auditioned and I got a scholarship to the school. I began, you know, working at the theater. And, you know, literally about a few years ago, not more than a few years ago now, but I went back to Buffalo and directed at that theater that I started in as a 12-year-old. So it was like really full circle. And that's really what we want to do. We want to let people know that some of these young people don't even realize this is something that they could even think of doing as a career. So that's what we want to do. We want to introduce them to that, and hopefully, you know, some of the school programs will pick up the mantle and bring them on.
You yeah. know? What mm-hmm. age are you looking to work
well,
with?
Well, there's no we haven't designated an age. Just young. You know, it yeah. could be you could be out of school and not knowing what you want to do with the rest of your life. You could be just getting out of high school. But for the most part, it's just young people who aren't sure what they want to do. Like I say on the video, a lot of young people are lost. They don't know mm-hmm. what they want to do. As I was. I wasn't sure, you know, even when I went to college, I didn't know I wanted to do theater. I fell into it because I was a journalism major. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, let me do something for real. And then I fell into theater and boom, one
and
thing led
are.
To another.
Here yeah. we yeah. yeah. Well, we look forward to hearing all about that. I think that's a really great project and I'm sure lots of...
Just to add to that, yeah. At Core Theater, we have this new community engagement program, which is something that I've been trying to do at that theater because we're on the south side.
Yeah.
So we're doing some things with some schools in the set design area as well. You know, actually, our education person is in the school. We're already starting that program. We just did a little talking at the Ancona School, which mm-hmm. is a... man, I was like, man, if I wanted to teach, I would want to teach at this school, you know? It was great. So those kids were listening, and so we talked about the project there. So maybe down the line, they will be more interested in yeah. technical theater.
Well, I think that's so important to expose kids in a lot of different ways to the arts because you never know when that, you know, light bulb will go off in a kid's
exactly.
head and go, you know, that's for me. That's my
exactly.
thing. Exactly. And then, you know, I say two projects that we're talking about tonight, but I realize that you always have about 10 things going. But I also, although we are running out of time, I want to also talk about Blues for an Alabama Sky.
Yeah, well, you know, any artist has a lot of things going on.
That's true.
It's a hustle. So, yeah, you got to really plan ahead. Blues for an Alabama Sky is a show that by Pearl Clegg, who is one of the most prominent playwrights out, novelist, playwright, a beautiful person. We're doing her play. We start rehearsal in December, mid-December. Well, it's December now. But, yeah, it's about the Harlem Renaissance. So it takes place in the Harlem Renaissance. And at the same time, we're going to do a Harlem Renaissance celebration all around the South Side and some other areas. We haven't picked all the venues yet, but we'll do the music of the era. I'm going to be doing some poems by
cool.
Langston Hughes and County Cullen and Claude McKay and people like that. And we're going to celebrate this period while the play is running and even after it closes. So look for that on the Court Theater website.
I love that. And when does that get started?
That,
well,
we start rehearsal December 13th. The show opens in January. And actually, I should announce, this is the first thing I'm announcing, that I'm having a party.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to have a party when we open. I want to celebrate my time here in Chicago, and I want to thank people for the support that I've gotten throughout my years here with Onyx Theater and all the theaters I work around town. So you'll hear more about that, too, on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook, but, you know, we'll get it out there.
I know. I was trying to tag you tonight. I was like, this guy's not even on Facebook.
No, I'm not on Facebook. I got a website, though, ronojparson.com.
Yes, you do. Go there to keep up with all of the many, many things. So to recap all that, you're going to go to threearts.org/projects, and you're going to check out Beyond the Stage. The video is really cool. It shows a lot of the cool
yeah,
things that kids can be involved
in. Yeah, we got some more days to raise some money, so anything you can contribute will help us get that started.
And so there, Three Arts is matching that grant, is that
right? Right. What it is if you provide, I don't know the exact number, but if you provide a certain amount, then they'll put in some and
yeah.
then whatever else we raise, we use for that same program.
And you know what? I was looking at this. We talk about this, and it sounds like, I mean, it's such a big undertaking, but you're able to do it on not a giant budget. We're not talking about millions here. You know, it's like a pretty attainable amount.
Yeah, well, like I say, and any of the artists, you know, it's a hustle, and we got to do what we have to do with what we have. That's why Chicago can have so many storefront theaters, because people love what they're doing. We all love this theater thing, you know. So if we didn't, we probably wouldn't be doing it, because you can't get rich.
Right.
But you want to change lives. That's what I'm looking to do. Young people, change lives, make them think of something else the way I was changed by it, you know, to use the term pay it forward. So, you know, let people know what can happen to us can happen to them. You know, they can find that key to what they need and want to do.
Yeah. What would your vision be, say, in a year or two to look ahead for Beyond the Stage?
Well, it'd be great to make it like it's a school, you know, to a private school that trains people in every element of technical theater. You know, it's funny because I've been an actor and a director and producer and whatnot all my life. Never really did the technical aspect of it, but I use it so much, and I collaborate with my designers so much that I felt like we need to get more people up here that look like us, you know? So that's what's happening. And there are other schools. I think UIC is doing some things. We're doing what we're doing at Court. And then there's other programs. I'm learning that other people are thinking, oh, wow, we've been trying to do that, and we're doing that too. So hopefully we can all get together and form a school that can train young people.
That would be very, very cool. Yeah. So it's all starting right now with this first piece. Again, 3arts.org/projects. You can find out about that. WritersTheater.org. That's tickets there for East Texas Hot Links. And then where can people go for what you're doing? The Court Theater website's
Court Theater.
Got everything
right,
about
CourtTheater.org.
Blues mm-hmm. for an Alabama Sky.
And my website will have other things that I have coming up.
You got everything on your website.
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff coming up later in the year after that. American Blues, I'm doing a play with Wanda Christine. And then some other stuff I can't talk about yet.
All right. We'll have you back to talk about that.
Oh, great. I love it.
When it comes up. All right. We are going to take a little break and get you to news and all that, and then turn things over to Dave Hoekstra here in just a bit on 720 WGN.